You won't have to worry about the word getting out. What it is, they let me out a little bit so I can get here tonight. I'm holed up in a cage over here behind one of these rocks most of the week. From what I saw as I looked at the evening paper tonight, I don't see any reason why some of you are going to hurry home. While we've been experiencing a heat wave here, it seems a little hotter back there. But on the other hand, when you've been here this long and God has spoken to you like He has, you get itchy to get back and put some of these things into practice, don't you? And it seems like you can hold just about so much, and then you need to apply it. And I know that you're eager to get home, but you've had a great week from what I've heard. And since this is a sharing night, well, maybe I can just share a word. An incident happened to me about a year and a half ago that has sustained me a great deal since then. It seemed like I was getting a blizzard of criticism of the navigators, both internally and externally. And then one afternoon, I sat down and went over all the personnel decisions I had made since I had this job, which has been 24 years. And I listed all those that had come unstuck. And it was a long list. And I began to think, you know, what God does, He does forever. What I do doesn't last very long. And I began to look on the negative side of life, and so I felt I needed to get off one of the rocks up here and get some special time with the Lord. So I headed out towards Doss's grave. And there's, I hadn't seen the sign before, Dawson's Trail. And now, I succeeded Doss Trotman in this job, and he was my spiritual dad. He adopted me when I was 20 years old, but about 2 years old in the faith. So I got up there, and I saw that Dawson's Trail, and I was kind of in a little self-pitying mood of... I looked at that and said, Dawson's Trail. I wonder if I'm following his trail. And then, just for a moment, I was just, for the first time in 20 years, I was just momentarily kind of overwhelmed with a little feeling of loneliness for him. And then in that very moving moment, the words of that Western song went through my mind. You picked a fine time to leave. You know that song? So I said, you've picked a fine time to leave, D.T., and left all these problems here with me. Well, I went on up, and there's a place back there behind one of the rocks. It's a special place that I go when I really need to get with God. And maybe only a couple times a year. But it's one of those spots that you reserve for a time when you really need it. And I really needed it. So I went up there, and I asked the Lord for a word. For me, I needed something from Him. And I don't recall this ever happening just like this before, but I did get a word, one word. And that word sort of stood out like it was a neon light, just that one word. And the word was very, V-E-R-Y, very. It's from Joshua 1:7. Only be strong and very courageous. Now, courage, I read, is a mental willingness to endure. It's a perfect sensibility as to the difficulties, the dangers involved in a particular course of action, but then a mental willingness to endure it, to hang in there. To stick it out. There is a little saying that I wish was in the Bible. It isn't. It's so biblical. But Winston Churchill said it. He said, success is never final. Failure is seldom fatal. I think he said it's never fatal. I said it's seldom fatal because you could step out in front of a truck or something. That could be fatal. But success is never final. Failure is never fatal. It's courage that counts. Success is never final. You know how it is in your life. You climb this mountain and you just get there and you're out of breath and you get on top of it only to see that there's a bigger one up ahead. Or it's like a family problem or a personnel problem in your business. And this thing, you've been wrestling with it for months, and finally it clears up. And you think, now I'm entitled to coast a little while. I could at least get a week's respite. Only to find that, bang, another one hits you the same day. Success is never final. There's always a bigger mountain to climb. But failure is never fatal. You think it is sometimes. And you thought way back there that it was curtains. It was all over. You remember that incident? But God saw you through. Then there was another time you thought for sure you were through. But you weren't. Here you are. And Romans 5 says that the accumulation of those experiences builds up hope that God will see us through yet again. Therefore, it's courage that counts. A mental willingness to endure, to hang in there. But not only to hang in there, but with a smile on your face. Now, that's the tough one. That's a graduate course in spiritual life, isn't it? But that's what the Christian life is all about. So be thou strong and very courageous. That's the word I got. And, you know, I'm coming up 60 this year. Been around a long time. And I was saying to a businessman friend of mine lunch one day, I was explaining to him that I thought that maybe it was time to turn over this thing to a younger man. And he listened patiently to all my explanations and my justification and my reasonings. He's a friend of mine. He looked over at me after I finished and he said, one word, coward. That was before I got the word very. Well, when you get home, things won't change much back there. You've changed some, but you find that some of the people are the same, situations are the same, but you're different. And maybe something will hit you right square in the face. It's right there. But look it in the eye and be very courageous. Very courageous. Thank you very much.